It's like, to be honest, like, give it up. Like, people just be coming into the room, killing the vibe, pointing out everybody's skin color. Like, shut up, man. We're trying to enjoy ourselves. Get your low energy out of here. Hello, welcome back to the Country Caribbean Podcast. I am your host, Lynn, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about colorism. I ain't dragging nobody. I'm just here to talk. We're also talking about features, hair texture, the Black Love documentary, and the picking apart of the representation. So, allegedly, because you can't trust these people, but allegedly Nicki Minaj had her baby, and for some reason, like that made me think about how I'm noticing like a lot of rappers are like falling back from like rapping, like not too hard, but I'm just saying though, like a lot of them are being producers, being managers, starting their own labels and stuff. Listen, let me tell you, Drake has a very nice lineup, all right? Them 2 a.m. car ride, driving around in the city type of music. He got Division. He got Party Next Door. Listen, just him having Division, okay? Like, I see you. But yeah, I noticed them, like, they're not really putting out stuff like that. Like, people are taking like 3 year breaks or whatnot, going on vacations, they're straight chilling and stuff. Like, y'all see how they be begging Rihanna for an album? And Rihanna's like, you know what? I'm gonna give y'all Boxers. So, it makes you look at it like, like the passing of the torch. 'Cause I know people were saying that about Beyonce and how, like, she's being a mentor to like Holly and Chloe. I hope that's their name. Yeah, Chloe and Holly. So they were talking about her being a mentor, like passing on the torch and giving it to somebody else. Especially since it's about time. Like, not to say for her case. I'm talking about like having new people like come out and stuff, because there's so many dope artists, but I know there's these same artists. Like, we've seen the documentaries about people getting messed over for their money, messed up contracts, and not wanting to, like, not having a passion for it anymore. So I understand a lot of them don't want to be big. Like, they like to stay in their bubble and whatnot. But I'm always supporting small artists. I'm trying to find more artists as well. But yes. So it's like seeing more new people come up. It's nice and stuff. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with the people that we have now. It's just that, there's so many artists that, like, not to be like disrespectful and be like comparing artists, but there's like so many artists who have similar voices to our faves and whatnot. So I think it's just like, I don't know what to say. I mean, shoot, Mary J. Blige is like, she's like going into acting and whatnot. And I thought Mary would still be putting out those albums. I want to scream to the top of my voice over a heartbreak that I have not experienced. But she's moving on to acting and stuff. And I understand, like, yes, you can have a career and have children, the family, all those things. But I see those people like moving into a different direction. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I was watching, I think, the comedy Trap House. And I've seen many people talk about, like, it's okay to change career ideas. Like, it's okay to change careers once you're like, this doesn't feel me anymore. Because I know a lot of people are just, like, stuck into careers and stuff. I've been watching Girlfriends on Netflix. And with Joan, she was a lawyer. And she decided to be a restaurant owner. And I understand, like, her mom was stressing her out. But it's like, now that I'm older and, like, seeing that and, like, constantly hearing that people making different career changes in their 40s and their 50s and whatnot, it's like, it's okay. It's okay. But okay, so with the whole colorism thing, I feel as though, like, it is like a oh my gosh, like, y'all are still being mean towards people with different skin colors. You like, bruh, like, we don't care, bruh. Like, But I understand, like, many people being uncomfortable with this topic and other people sweeping it under the rug, along with so many other things that people sweep under the rug. And at this point, I don't see how people be uncomfortable. Like, I know I used to be, when I was younger, I used to be uncomfortable with talking about these different things. Now that I'm older, I'm like, girl, like, what these people gonna do? Beat you up? Because I wish a nigga would. So it's like, ain't nobody gonna beat you up if you talk about the elephant in the room or whatnot. So being a black girl, a darker skinned black girl, we know what the fuck we talking about. Most people like to be like, oh my gosh, you're just making it up. Or no, you're not, it's not colorism. Maybe the person's not attracted to you. Maybe you're ugly. Ugly? You gotta be kidding me. But it's always the ones who are being colorist and the ones that benefit from colorism that are like, oh, what are you talking about? Like, bruh, you could be talking about so much other stuff, but the minute you bring up colorism, here come everybody named mama. Oh my gosh, you're being negative. You're being toxic. Stop making up isms. Oh my, no, this doesn't really, y'all are horrible. Y'all are horrible. And it's like, hang it up. Like, we're going to talk about it because it's true. Like, even the younger black girls are like, they're peeping this shit early and they're calling the shit out early. I understand, like, a lot of people are against, like, you know, the teens, the preteens being on social media and stuff. But with TikTok, I'm starting to see them, like, I want to say I started to see them clap back, but I'm starting to see them like, ew, like they're just like, hang it up. Like, no, like, stop expressing it. Like, you could go be colorist in private. Like, don't be public with it, because you're like killing the vibe. We're out here having fun and whatnot. So just to see these 13, these 16, 17 year olds just be like pointing it out and talking about the shit, and then starting to see more men talk about the shit. It's just like, haha, y'all thought we're gonna continue this shit. Nah, because shit, I have a black daughter, and it's like, when my daughter was born, she was of lighter skin when she was born. And then you have people talking about, oh, she need to stay a red bone. I'm like, huh, bitch. Wait until that melanin kicks in. And I dare you motherfuckers to say some shit. Because I remember I was in the store. I don't know. I guess me being in a small city or whatever. It's just like, it was me, my mom, and my mom's friend. And like I said, my daughter was very pale. So we were just in Walmart and whatnot. And it's like, this group of people just came up and they were like, oh my God, pretty baby. And then they just looked at all of us and just like, who's the mother? And it's like, bitch, if you don't go about your business, like, I don't know. I kept hearing comments. I remember this one woman was holding my baby. I think I was at a family, like a party with other people related to my child or whoever, whatever they was. And like, I went to go reach for my child. Maybe I'm thinking too deep into it. I remember I went to go reach for my child and this woman pulled back. I'm like, I'm her mother. And I won't say I snatched my baby from her, but it's just like, ugh, like, I understand, like, you not knowing me and whatnot, but I don't know. I guess I got offensive or whatnot. I think that is so, like, irrelevant. But just, you know, it's just little stuff that you peep, because I've seen, from a young age, I've seen it most of my time growing up, being in a small city with around majority of black people. So it's so crazy that people are like, oh, you know, racism, but it's like, I grew up mostly around black people, and I still faced, like, these, you know, these very discriminating things. So it's like, you know, even if the white people ain't around, like, you still gonna face some shit. Most people be like, oh, maybe that's a personal beef. Maybe that's personal beef. No, sweetie. I remember in high school. Oh, my goodness. I remember in high school, there was this guy I was talking to. And I had a friend. And he was all, like, hugged up with my friend going on about, oh, yeah, light skin this, light skin that. Light skins, you know, you gotta wife them up. They wifey material, whatnot. And it was just like, It's like, wow. And like being young, you're like, well, damn, bitch, whatever. Like, you know, it's always the ugly ass niggas, like, child, the ones that nobody wants. So fast forward, like that same guy, he ended up getting with a dark skinned woman and having a kid by this dark skinned woman having a dark skinned child. So then that makes the question pop up of, can somebody grow out of it? Can somebody grow out of it and stuff? I'm gonna answer that question, but one thing I want to say is, and I always say this shit, raise your standards, okay? Because even if he grow out of it, you still hear the comments of light skin is wifey, but you done made this dark skin woman a baby mama. You made her a baby mama. I mean, they're still together, but it's just like you made her a baby mama. So I was watching a video the other day about the starter girl, the starter wives, the starter baby mamas or whatnot, and the person was talking about how, you know, when these dudes are struggling or whatever, they always have the dark skinned woman as the first wife or the first mom of their children. Yeah, the first baby mama. And then, you know, once they start to get some business about themselves, they don't have to be rich and famous. But you know, once they start making better moves, it's like they wifing up the ladder. You know, we see this all the time. But that's why I'm always saying, raise your standards, okay? Because like you don't want to end up with a freaking color it, like you just don't want to end up in these situations and stuff. But you know, you can't save them all. So then I'm gonna answer questions like, can you grow out of it? I feel as though like some people, they can't. They can't. I feel as though it's one of those things that it's like you're still gonna have them thoughts in the back of your mind. Like on Twitter, this woman got dragged because she said that her newborn had good hair. And good hair is one of those things that are underneath colorism, okay? So she got dragged, and many people were like, I stay away from black people when the child is fresh out because they're gonna be drooling over the hair, drooling over the skin color. And then when the melanin pops in, it's like you don't ever hear those comments about their skin. Or when the hair gets a little bit kinkier, you never hear anything else about the hair. And I was like, ooh. What's the tea? The girls are fighting. But you know, you do peep certain stuff. I know that our hair is delicate. Our hair is delicate. It's not unruly. It's not unmanageable. Our hair is very delicate, okay? And there's nothing wrong with protective styles. Shit, once my daughter's hair was able to go up in some braids, I threw some braids up in her hair because we all know how black hair is, okay? So, you know, it do be interesting when people are like drooling over a child's hair, and then once it starts to kink up, like you never see that hair out and about ever again. And natural hair is not for everybody. I understand the hair out of your head. How can hair out of your head not be for everybody? Some people don't know how to maintain it or take care of it. So that's what I mean. So that's mostly what I mean when I say, you know, the natural hair. Dealing with natural hair isn't for everybody because a lot of people don't want to maintain their hair. They don't want to put in the work. They don't want to do all that. So I just gave my daughter hair a break from braids. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm constantly putting braids in her hair. I had to give her a break because she has very delicate edges. So I have to twist her edges down, at least when I do her ponytails. So I gave her hair a break. You know, doing the little pony, you know, the water, the grease, brushing it up into a ponytail, and you know, making sure her edges are protected, giving her hair a break. I like my daughter's hair, you know, her little kinksy and her curls and stuff. And I thought I knew everything about hair, being that I'm a person that's so into hair. Until I had my daughter, I was like, whoo, child. I wish I would have took my time because my baby did lose hair. You know, trying to do all those little cutesy styles and stuff. My child did lose hair. So it's interesting that when people talk about colorism, It's like it's levels to it. I can't. It's levels to it because it could be your skin color, and then sometimes it's your hair texture. I know that it's a whole braids versus wigs type of situation. And many people are like, oh, braids, I feel like a child when I wear braids. Braids aren't feminine or whatnot. And I'm gonna do a whole video about that as well. I have so many videos in my queue, but it's just the whole, oh, braids and beads are childish. And you know, people are like, oh, I don't like wearing braids. If I do have braids, I only keep them in for like a day because it just feels so. But it's so interesting because it makes me think about, you say braids don't make you feel feminine. So, you know, straight hair, a little press and curl does. I don't know. It's very telling. But then it's like, you know, not everybody likes their hair. Not everybody. It's so, like I said, there's levels. There's so much stuff like deep down into people that's been drilled into people to make them feel like, oh, to where people are like, oh no, it's just not for me. When really it's like, oh, your auntie back in 2003 told you that braids make you look like a little boy. So now that you're 25, you need you a press and curl all the time because, oh, don't let you braid your hair down into some lemonade braids that help your auntie saying that you look like a little boy gonna be in the back of your head and it's gonna be running through your mind. So, like I said, it's levels. It's gonna take a lot of unlearning and relearning of certain things for people to be like, oh snap, that's messed up. That, oh, that's the reason why I don't like my hair. I don't like my hair. And the reason, like, I want to talk about hair texture because mostly with the natural hair movement, how it went from, you know, it went from us talking about our kinky hair to like now, like, all these natural hair brands have like the loose curls and or shoot that little wavy straight hair texture and whatnot. And yes, that's, you know, that's the hair that grows out their head. But the natural hair movement was mostly because of people going back and embracing what naturally comes out their hair. Like, I don't think a person with loose curls. Well, no, I don't think a person with that straight wavy hair type has ever been like discriminated against. They probably had a couple of comments from their aunties or their mamas or whatnot, but I don't think like they ever like have been told to straighten their hair or assimilate. Like, I understand it depends on a certain type of curl that you might have get a couple of comments or whatnot about your curly hair, but I think with our hair, which is more of a afro texture, we were told like to this day, 2000 and what today is, October the 2nd, 2020, we still get discriminated against because of our hair, like even in our own families. So the natural hair movement turning into the looser curls. I almost said Lucy. Basically, Lucy and her wavy, almost straight hair, talking about some my natural hair routine, and it's like, it's just like, because, like, yes, you can support these videos. I mean, I do watch, I watch hair videos because, like, that's so satisfying to me. But when people start, like, going the whole, I hate my natural hair, which is a current trend right now on YouTube, people talking about how they hate their natural hair. And it's always people who, they all have something in common. That's all I'm gonna say. I mean, most of the natural hair girls have like colored hair, and it's like, of course you're gonna hate your natural hair because color hair, it takes a lot more work. Chemically processed, when you alter your hair, even though it still has curls, it takes a lot of more work to keep it moisturized so it don't dry out, all that stuff. So when they're seeing these people are seeing this stuff, and then you have people in the comments agreeing, talking about some. So it's like, is we're going backwards. That's what it is. It's just going backwards. So when these people are talking about how they hate their natural hair, everybody in the comments like, yes, girl, I put a perm in it the other day. These companies are seeing it. Like, they see it. Child, when everybody was doing those DIYs, a couple months later, we see these same DIYs in the freezer department, in the freezer section, in the toy aisle, all those things, clothes. So it's like these companies pay attention. marketing 101. You know, study your target market. So they're seeing you drool over. They're seeing you mostly share pictures of looser curl hair. Guess what they're going to slap in the commercials? Those looser curl hair. Guess who's going to send, guess who's the first dibs on the on their new hair care products? The looser curl girls. Now, there's nothing wrong. Like, I'm not going against the girls with the looser curl. We're just pointing that out. That's the thing when it comes down to the whole colorism thing. Nobody is attacking the ones that benefit from it. We're just pointing this shit out. But when people benefit from something, they think it's like a whole VIP club or whatever, and they don't want everybody to enjoy those benefits because they feel special. So that's why when you talk about colorism, they're like, oh my gosh, oh yeah, I'm making this up. Because you know you're the first pick. You know you're the first pick, but that don't mean you're gonna get the benefits in the first half. But you know, down the line, they gonna remind your ass that you's black all the time. So when it comes to colorism, it goes into featureism. And I don't know with that one. It's very tricky because the same people who point it out are the same ones that be doing the same shit. Like, you know how people always talk about somebody's nose. They always talk about somebody's nose. And then, you know, you're going to turn around and be like, why her nose look like that? So with features, like, yes, people get picked if their nose is smaller. Yes, people get picked if their features are less, quote unquote, masculine. And it's just like, it goes back into the dang, only men can have muscles. Only men can have defined jaws, you know, sculpted. Come on now. So then it goes into eye color. And I think that's about it that I see. I don't know if people get discriminated against because of their eyes, like their eye shape. I don't know. I've never seen that. When it comes to like where people are like, oh, I won't date that person because their eyes are shaped funny. But yeah, so eye color and nose shape. That's mostly the ones I be seeing. Cause listen, I used to get picked at because of my nose. Did it ever bother me? No, because I always had like my parents, especially my dad. That's one thing I think about. Like, I always had my dad to, like, be there to, what's that word called? Constantly reminding me, like, oh, you know, there's nothing wrong with your nose. There's nothing wrong with your, you know, your eyes. There's nothing wrong with your skin. There's nothing wrong with your lips. There's nothing wrong with your hair. So, he's constantly telling me. I remember I used to straighten my hair a lot. My dad would be like, oh, how come you just don't wear a natural? You know, learn your hair. You know, you're up there frying your hair. And I was just like, I was nervous on my natural hair at the time. I would wear it for like one day, but I wouldn't know how to preserve my hair and all that good stuff. So eventually I did start wearing my natural hair. And listen, that's all I want. So I think it really like burns people. Like, how dare you love something that you're supposed to hate? How dare you be secure within yourself? It burns them to the point where they go out their way. They go out their way to be like, oh my gosh, your nose, why it looks like that? Your edges. Why didn't you do something to your edges? Are you going to do something to your hair? It burns. And I love it because I'm be like, bitch, why don't you do something to your hair? Is the wig supposed to sit like that? Is that how it's supposed to look? So yeah, it's funny because, like I said, people are noticing this. They're joining discussions. Most people are going their way to educate themselves because they're like, huh, why do these people keep talking about this? Let me do some research. Or they're talking to somebody. With me, like, I always surround myself with people that are like aren't afraid to talk about these things. And I understand, like, oh my gosh, you're always talking about, no, it's just that it's good to point stuff out because it'd be like, that don't sound right, that don't look right and whatnot. So then it's like, Okay, so with these people that are like going out their way to be like, I don't like your skin, I don't like your hair, I don't like your nose or whatnot, it's like, how come, like, people can go out their way and do their research to take down racists, but how come we don't go out our way to take down people that are being like very rude to dark skinned black girls? Dark skinned people. Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, you know how racist people be losing their damn jobs, they be losing their scholarships. And yes, I understand that racism is very serious thing, and like, oh, colorism not that big of a deal. Yes, the fuck it is. Colorism affects the black girls' self-esteem, dark skinned people's self-esteem all the time. I have to say dark skin because men do be affected by colorism as well. So it affects them all the time, like to the point where a lot of them are like freaking changing how they freaking look. Bruh, like, so I don't know. That one, I'll stay pointing that out because I don't want that around me. Cause it's like we enjoying ourselves. You want my child to stay a red bone? What the fuck is a red bone? Like, my daughter's melanin is kicking in. I know I got comments about her hair and whatnot, and guess what? She still wears her natural hair curls. Look, that's why I started to take the braids out. I stopped putting braids in my daughter's hair just to give her hair a break from all the pulling and, being in braids. But it's just like, there's nothing wrong with her hair. So guess what? She's going to wear the motherfucking curls out. Always. Now I understand when she goes and visit other people, I have to throw some braids in her hair because I know that her hair is not going to come back looking the way it was. It's gonna be all dry and frizzy and dry. So yeah, so like, cuss these people out today, bro. Like, let them know, like, go on about your business with that. And to be honest, when it comes to dating, I watch videos about that because I'm always curious, because I've been around guys that I'm getting to know, and they'll be around their friend or whatnot, and they'll be like, light skin this, light skin that, light skin this, light skin that, this skinny light skin girl, light skin this, light skin that. And then, you can always tell, like, in the body language, it's just like, Of course, I drop they ass because it's like, bitch, ew, like, Even if you like me, even if you want to be with me, hell no. Hell no, because you hear those comments with like, oh, you're brown skin, you're not dark skin. And yes, I understand the different levels of skin shade and whatnot, but it's still, that's like, ew. So, oh, don't let me get dark during the summertime. You gonna feel something? You gonna feel some type of way? So like, my skin changes. Like, it's about to be fall. It's about to be winter. The sun is about to go away. So I know my skin is going to be pale, dry, and it gets lighter. That's why I like, in the summertime, I'll be all in the sun because I need that vitamin D. But also, like, my skin be so uneven, and I don't like that. I be needing my sun. But yeah, so that does make me like, But let's be honest. Do you really want to date a guy that's picky? I'm not saying picky as in a, oh, you need to have this. I'm talking about picky as far as how you were naturally born. Do you really want to be with someone like that? To be honest, you kind of dodging a bullet when these colorists, like, let's keep 100. When these colorists are like light skin, curly hair, light eyes, you're kind of dodging a bullet, because why would you want to be with someone like that? Why would you be with someone like that? I understand, like, with the Black Love documentary, many people were complaining about, they were like, oh, look, they're like, you look at each episode and all the women look the same, they're lighter skin. And then people were like, oh, light skinned people ain't black. They are black. We were just talking about how all these men are with light skinned women. But if you hear some of those stories on that Black Love documentary, sis, do you really want to deal with that? Not saying that I don't think any woman should deal with that anyway, because they have some wild. Ooh, child, they had some wild stuff on there. I'm like, damn, y'all, that's not strong. Like, that, I don't know what it is, because y'all be dealing with side chicks, side chicks, side chicks, and then trying to beat up his side chick. I'm like, and then he left you and the kids for years and came back, and y'all act like nothing happened. What? So it's kind of dodging the bullet or whatnot. I don't want any woman to deal with that, because girl, it's just too much out here. Like I said, raise your standards. It's too much out here. Like, I think that's mostly why a lot of people were mad at Cardi, because they're like, ugh. It's like, because marriage is like, yes, I got me one. Some people's goal is marriage, and they'll do anything to stay married, because some old school, you know, old school people are like, oh, a good man is hard to find, so, you know, you better hold on, and, you know, deal with this, deal with that, deal with this. Not me. So then, men and women can both do the colorist thing. That's why I say black women and then dark skin. I just say dark skin people in general, because men and women both deal with this. Most men internalize it, and then it shows in their actions eventually. But when a dark skinned girl is getting praise and she's getting her shine on, she's getting her representation, you always have people like picking at it, like, oh, well, she's not American, or she has European features. I think all of us have European in our DNA, because, you know, them niggas was wilding back in the day. But I think all of us have European DNA. So, but just the whole, oh, she has Europe, oh, look at her hair texture, she has baby hair, and it's just like, stop. Because, like, we preach about how there is different type of black girls. Black girls come in all different shades. They come in all different shades, shapes, sizes. We're multifaceted and stuff. So when you see a black girl that is different, like, why are you saying, oh, she doesn't represent all? Of course she doesn't. We've already put that not every black girl is different. We have different hobbies, different interests. We have different hair textures, different nose shapes, different eye shapes, different lip shapes. I remember this one girl, people were dragging her because she had small lips. But it's like, stop it. I think the pointing out someone is non-American part is very interesting, because it's like, black people exist outside of America. Like, I understand you want to see a round the way girl being represented. And sometimes you got to put your foot down and get that round away girl and post her up there. If you want to see something, we're in an age where if you want to see something, you can go and let it be seen. Like, you could go pick it up and be like, hey, everybody, look at this. So thank you for listening to the country. I just like segue right there. So that's just my take. Like, that's just my take on it. It's levels and whatnot. I was never uncomfortable talking about it, because it was just like, I don't get it. Like, I don't get it at all. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it at all, because it's just like, give it up, delicious. Because we're moving forward. We don't, oh, okay, that person is dark skin with kinky hair that her edges aren't laid. And. So thank you for listening to the Country Caribbean Podcast. I have been your host, Lynn. Make sure you like, share, feedback. I love feedback. So I don't know. So check me out on Instagram at Country Caribbean, Facebook, The Country Caribbean Podcast. I have some mango habanero wings with some ranch waiting for me. And I will talk to you in the next episode.